This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand, and it's time now for your comments. Joining us is Day to Day senior producer Steve Proffitt. He's the guy who actually reads all the email we get. Steve, what did you find of interest from our listeners this week?
Well, Madeline, let's start with comments about an interview you did on Monday with Phil Carter. He attended the DARPA Tech Conference, where he got a demonstration of a new translating device designed for military peacekeepers. Let's listen to a bit of that interview.
It's about the size of a brick, and it's essentially a large Palm Pilot that takes your voice in and spits out something in one of, say, 40 different languages.
Put your hands on the wall.
So imagine you're an MP or you're a soldier in Iraq. You take this device with you, you go out and do your mission, and it helps you at least talk in one way with the locals. You still can't understand what they're saying back, but for some things, it can be really useful.
That was Phil Carter. And Madeline, read a bit of this response from Sam Hulsey of Wichita, Kansas.
Let me get this straight, Mr. Hulsey writes. This device will translate English into 40 languages, but the guy with his hands up against the wall is not able to speak in, say, Urdu, and have the machine translate it back into English? Mr. Hulsey concludes, sounds to me like a very typical government idea of a one-way communication system.
And Madeline, we also got a number of letters about a different kind of translation. On Friday, Slate TV critic Dennis Cass reviewed the USA Cable Network series Touching Evil. Listener Dennis Ghetto was among many who wrote in to say that our reviewer failed to mention that this Touching Evil is a remake of the BBC series of the same name. Madeline, why don't you read some comments here?
Okay. It was one of the best series that ever appeared under the BBC's mystery banner, says Dennis Ghetto, who adds, it's important listeners be informed of this so they can track down the British series and compare it to the new one. Our apologies for the oversight, Mr. Ghetto.
But there is some good news here, Madeline. Both the first and the second seasons of the BBC's Touching Evil series are available on video right here in the United States.
Very good investigative reporting, Steve.
Thank you.
What else are listeners writing about?
Well, we got some very nice letters about the review by musician and composer David Was. He reviewed the music composition program GarageBand. Several listeners wrote in to say they were surprised that a musician could actually write something that was both interesting and made sense. But, of course, our careful listeners are quick to point out our errors, and they found one in this section of the review where Mr. Was describes a few easy steps for making music with the program.
Next, select a key from C to B flat, major or minor depending on your mood or medication, and then a time signature. 4/4 is the usual pop template, but if you're feeling a little polka-ish, make it 3/4 time. GarageBand has no cultural bias.
Now, Madeline, John Fowler of Vancouver, Washington, was one of several listeners who detected an error there. David Was used a polka as an example of 3/4 time. Why don't you read what he said?
Mazurka-ish, maybe, notes Mr. Fowler. Minuet-ish, perhaps, or waltz-ish, more likely, but definitely not polka-ish, which would, of course, have to be in 2/4 time. Thank you, John Fowler, for that musical clarification, and thanks to all of you who've taken the time to write us. You can write us, too, with your thoughts, comments, or suggestions. Our address is daytoday@npr.org. Remember to include your name in either your hometown or the station you listen to. Fill up that mailbox so that Steve Proffitt won't have quite so much free time on his hands. Back to work, Steve.
Thanks, Madeline. Very busy. Gotta go.
This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.